Welcome back to another episode of the I'm Learning Mandarin podcast. So in today's episode, I'm going to tell a story in Chinese about bullying and language learning based on my personal experience. And as usual, you can read the Chinese transcript on imlearningmandarin.com or click the link in the description. Now, as I've mentioned previously, I'm going to be posting these shorter Chinese episodes every 2 weeks, in between the longer interviews with Mandarin scholars, learners, and experts. So one of the things that I found is that setting yourself a goal to record and post podcasts speaking Chinese is a really good way to improve your speaking skills. And that's because when you know other people are going to be listening to and hearing your recording, it really pushes you to work harder on your delivery and kind of sets a slightly higher bar for training yourself to deliver the tones accurately and good pronunciation and with decent fluency. So that's why I've decided to open up the podcast to listeners out there who are interested in recording and producing your own short monologues in Chinese. So if you're at an intermediate or advanced level and would like to have a go at recording an episode in Chinese, please get in touch by emailing info@peakmandarin.com, and you'll be supported through the process of developing your idea as well as recording and producing an episode in Chinese to be published on I'm Learning Mandarin. Finally, before we get started on today's episode, I recommend installing the browser plugin Dictionary, Zhongwen Chinese English Dictionary, which is available on Firefox and Chrome browsers. You can basically hover over any character that you don't know, any word you don't know, and it will basically instantly give you the meaning, and it makes the process slightly more efficient. So now on to today's episode.
Hello， 大家好，欢迎回到我在学中文播客。今天呢，我想谈的话题就是我比较少听别人讲的一个话题，那就是霸凌。霸凌这个词，它的来源就是英文的 bully， 中文的话你也可以说欺负。我觉得大多数的人都有自己关于霸凌的故事，要么你被欺负过，要么你欺负过别人。尤其是小时候，比如说上小学或者高中的时候，至少在英国的话，这样的行为挺常见。但是今天我想分享的这个故事，不是我小时候发生的，而是长大之后发生的。还有这个故事跟我学中文的经验有关系，因为欺负我的人也在学中文。这件事是大概2年前发生的，那个时候我很认真地学习中文，每天都会比较早起床，花2-3个小时学中文，然后下班后再花2-3个小时学中文。所以听众们可以想象我那个时候付出了多大的努力。那个时候我最注重的方面就是发音和声调，我每次上课的时候都会让老师纠正我的每一个错误，然后用回音法来模仿正确的发音。然后有一天我在油管上看到了一个视频，这个视频里头一个外国人在采访另外一个外国人，两个学生都在谈学中文的事。那个接受采访的外国人的中文真的超级厉害，他好像曾经参加过汉语桥那样的讲中文的比赛，真的是发音厉害到这个完全听不出来是一个外国人的程度。所以我看完那个视频之后， 那个人成了我的偶像，我很佩服他，也很想把我的发音练到跟他一样好的水平。接下来的几个月我就继续付出很大的努力来练习我的发音，然后正巧几个月后我认识了另外一个学中文的人，他跟我说那个接受采访的偶像居然是他的朋友，而且他可以把他介绍给我或者给我他的微信号。我就用微信给他发了一条消息，邀请他参加我每个周日都会举办的一个语言交换活动，就是线上的活动。参加那个活动的人一般都是初学者，所以我觉得对他们来说这个是一个非常难得的机会，可以去问他关于学中文的问题。然后因为他是我的偶像，所以我也很好奇，想知道他是怎么学会中文的。但在这个活动中，我感觉他的态度有点不对劲，整个活动中他都没有笑，还有说实话他的表情显得不太友好，有点傲慢的感觉。起初我们都用英文讲话，但是过了半个小时我们开始用中文，我就用中文问他你用什么方法来学会中文的发音和声调，但是他没有回答我的问题，而是用很残忍的口气来批评我的中文发音，说你的中文发音不够好，很差，我听过你最近录的那个播客，能听出你的发音很多地方不对。我从他的口气能感觉到他不想帮我，而是想嘲笑我，欺负我，让大家知道他的中文比我好多了。那个时候我真的是哑口无言，没有什么好说的，我真的不知道该说什么。还有因为其他的学生都是初学者，所以他们没有完全听懂他在说什么。 活动结束后我就把他拉黑了，再也没有跟他联系。谁都不喜欢被欺负的感觉，更别说被你的偶像欺负的感觉。所以那个时候我觉得非常的沮丧，但是两年后回头看这件事的时候，我觉得他真的太可怜了吧。他应该是因为什么原因才想欺负别的学生，但这才是他的问题，而不是我的问题。我觉得如果你真的想帮别的学生提高他们的中文水平的话，你完全可以去给他们一些建议或者帮他们纠错。但如果你的目标是让大家知道你是最好的中文学生，你的中文最厉害，这就不对了。个人的看法，我觉得你学任何一门外语的时候，你不可以把这门外语当做一种比赛。你可以把现在的自己跟过去的自己做比较，但你要是跟别人比的话，这有什么意义呢？这完全没有意义。好的，那我们说到这里。如果你喜欢我的内容的话，你可以给我一个 review， 你也可以用苹果、谷歌或者 Spotify 订阅我的播客。好了，下次再见。Hey there, thanks for listening to this episode of the I'm Learning Mandarin podcast. If you're currently looking to improve your Mandarin speaking skills, you might like to check out my Peak Mandarin newsletter. Run by me and my friend Will Hart, we share exactly what you need to do to become fluent in Chinese based on our experience. Subscribe to the newsletter and we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, Lessons from a Chinese Learning Phenomenon, which tells the story of exactly how Will Hart learned to speak near native level Chinese within a 1.5 year period, how I put his techniques into practice to become fluent myself, and how you can too. To subscribe to the newsletter, you can go to peakmandarin.com or click the link in the description. That's all for now. Until next episode, goodbye.